AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The Gun Doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a text message this morning from gunowners.org. These are people, gun owners of America, that have looked at recent executive orders, laws, pending legislation having to do with the Second Amendment. It came up last night in the vice presidential debate. Tim Walz actually misspoke, and the memes started coming out immediately. When they talked about gun violence, especially in the schools, and he claimed that he was a hunter. Of course, that's what they always say by mistake. You know, I support the Second Amendment. I'm a hunter. Former member of the NRA, whatever they tried to use as their gun status, which they try to prove to the American people, I support the Second Amendment. The jargon, whatever they want to use. Well, he actually misspoke and said he became friends with school shooters. He meant the victims of school violence, gun violence in the schools, referencing Sandy Hook. Well, immediately, it was Harris Walz, we support school shooters. All kinds of memes started coming out on social media. It blew up and went viral. He misspoke. But one thing that is breaking news that Gun Owners of America texted to my phone this morning was that Biden and Harris have dropped new gun control executive orders. The media is not going to cover this. They're not going to talk about it. But this new gun control executive orders targeting semi-automatic, automatic, 3D printed, and unserialized firearms, which of course are protected by the Second Amendment rights. Walz said last night that they are not interested in violating your Second Amendment rights, but something must be done about the guns. Well, it has been Kamala Harris's claim, responsibility, that the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, governmental agency, needs to infringe on the Second Amendment rights of our citizens. Ban guns in part over the last 4 years while she's been vice president. And it's something that she wants to take to the next level if she gets elected. To make matters even worse, the executive order abuses the new enhanced background checks. It also abuses the process of the newly created red flag laws, especially here in Michigan and in other battleground states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona. It's happening all across the country. Well, the way they're going to do this is they're going to use the red flag laws and the background checks as a process to deny gun purchases and then turn around and basically kick in your door and look for other firearms in your household, trying to then justify confiscating the firearms. The three-step process, for example, is this. An 18 to 20-year-old adult tries to lawfully, legally buy a firearm. The government red flags the purchaser, denies the young person from buying a new firearm. The purchase is denied for whatever reason. They then use the information gathered in the application to purchase. They've got the name. They got the address. They know exactly where this person lives. They then use it to basically go knock on the door and confiscate firearms by this individual or anybody in their household. I got a very simple question. How many of you out there have adult children still living at home? They're going to community college. They're working. They're staying home to save money. They're going to get an associate's degree at a community college or technical vocational school and then get a job, afford enough money to move out on their own. Without your knowledge, the adult child, 18 to 20 years old, 21, goes out and decides to purchase a firearm. They go see Tom and Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing. They go to Jay's Sporting Goods. They go wherever. They make an application to purchase a firearm. According to this executive order, according to the ATF's new process for enhanced background checks, using red flag laws, they deny the purchase. The next thing you know, there's a knock at the door. They want to come in and inspect your home. They're searching for firearms, using as a way to confiscate legally owned firearms in your household because of this new executive order. Folks, this is a radical gun-grabbing agenda that Kamala Harris totally supports. She has said in the past, we are going to get the guns. One way or another, we are going to get them. Well, here's what gun owners of America want you to know. More than 10 million gun owners, most of them hunters, are not even registered to vote. Stop and think about that. And predominantly, most of these gun owners, these hunters, live in battleground states, Michigan being one of them. In this text message, they say that if they can just get 3% of these hunters, gun owners, to vote in this election, they can prevent Kamala Harris from becoming the next anti-gunner in chief, the next president. And you have to understand, this has been her agenda forever. She has been of this position ever since she got involved in politics back in California. Here's the problem. If the hunters, the gun owners, don't know this information, they don't understand the importance of making sure she does not get the White House, their Second Amendment rights are going to be taken away from them. Donald Trump is 100% pro-Second Amendment. Kamala Harris, absolutely against it. So, you got a very simple choice to make, folks. How do you find these gun owners? How do you find these hunters? I want to focus on this group. I also want to focus on believers, people who go to church. The way to do that, text me 10X. It's a database that is online that has filtered low propensity voters, Republican leaning here in the state of Michigan, 1.7 million. Kind of ironic. Gun Owners of America says there's 10 million gun owners that aren't even registered in battleground states. Michigan being one of them. Well, 10xvotes.com website, Lance Griffin was on the show on Monday, has identified 1.7 million Republican-leaning, probably either Christians or gun owners, that are low-propensity voters. They haven't voted in two of the last four elections. Text me 10X. Go there. Register to be able to search their database. Then what I want you to do is think about church-going people and your hunters, your friends in your phones that you know are hunters or they go to church. I want you to put in their name, their city, their township, their county, whatever, search and find to see if they're in this list. If they're in this list, you need to share this information with them about this new executive order Biden-Harris has just evidently dropped, according to Gun Owners of America. I got this morning before the show. They are reaching out. They are trying to contact and get a hold of these people before the October 7th voter registration deadlines in some of the battleground states. Of course, Michigan now has same-day voter registration, making it very easy for these church-going people and these hunters to get registered to vote. Text me 10X. Now, I'm going to play a video in the next segment. You've heard it before, to share with these people, especially the churchgoers. We'll talk about that. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So you're going to text me 10X. I'm going to send you the text message from Lance Griffin for you to be able to click on a link, go to that website, 10xvotes.com, register to become a search engine researcher. You're then going to go through your contact list and find 10 people. It's all they're asking, for you to find 10 people. 10 people that you know go to church on Sundays. 10 people you know are hunters. You're then going to search for their names on this database and see if they are, in fact, a low propensity voter. They haven't voted in two of the last four elections. If they are hunters, you're going to tell them about this new executive order that Kamala Harris plans to implement if she gets elected. The gun grab. I can forward you that text message. Text me gun or guns, and I'll send you the text message that I got from Gun Owners of America. But when you send me the 10X, I send you the link. You register. You are now able to see and search your street, your neighborhood, your township, your county, but most importantly, people that are in your contact list. So if they are hunters, you're going to give them the text message from Gun Owners of America talking about this executive order Biden and Harris are interested in doing.
Important to all of us.
Now, the process for the church people needs to be logic. It needs to be information. This is the PAGS video. You text me PAGS, I send you this link. This is what you can play for them.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor.
and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
That 2-minute and 42-second video.
Talk about what's really important to all of us.
Oh, if I can get it to stop playing. This video can be shared on your phone. You go to 10xvotes.com. You find the people that you know in your contact list. Again, they go to church. You know they're hunters. You text me PAGS. And I send you the link to that video. All you have to do is contact him. Hey, man, how you doing? Long time. We haven't talked in a while. Just thought I'd follow up with you. Are you going to vote this year? Well, I'm not sure. Or you find out and they admit that they didn't have any plans to vote. I want to send you a video to watch. Because you heard it, the audio portion. Well, in the video, he has graphs. He actually has bar graphs of everything he's saying. Bar graphs of what happened under 4 years of Donald Trump. Bar graphs of what happened 4 years under Biden-Harris. They're real numbers. These are real statistics. They don't lie about these nine indexes that he looked at. Then you ask yourself a question. Are you going to vote and who you're going to vote for? Text me 10X, text me PAGS. I'll send it to you. We're going to go to Lansing in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 30 years.